Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
45 quarters to late. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Coverage continues of the big snow event. 8 inches officially at Mossy, at Louis Armstrong International Airport. The call letter is still MSY. That's why I say that, for moistened. Anyway, Ghassan Korban joins us now, executive director of the New Orleans SNWB. How you doing, Ghassan?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tommy.
Tell me how the system is doing, this fragile system that is the surge and water board.
Well, it's fragile, but it's also responding to high demand. And as expected, we talked yesterday morning, we've experiencing an uptick in calls and reports, obviously reflecting more water main breaks, as well as more frozen pipes throughout the city. We lost the battle, so to speak, in terms of keeping up with the farthest parts of the New Orleans East, and we had to call the board wide advisory because the pressure dropped below 20. And if it ends there, that we should be fine. I mean, people will have water, low pressure nonetheless, but it's they have water, and they're advised to precautionary boil the water before they consume it. But if it doesn't get worse, then we should be altogether in a good place. We have a couple more hours before we know more about the impact of the temperatures overnight, and we're bracing for it. Our crews are ready to respond. We know the water main breaks are adding to the loss of pressure, and we're going to respond as soon as we're allowed and it's safe to do so.
Ghassan, I'm not trying to read anything here into something that's not happening, but I can hear it in your voice. I sense that you know what's coming, and that, I don't need to put words in your mouth, but it would seem as though if people want to keep it real, they should prepare for a boiled water advisory. Am I way off base here or not?
Well, no. I mean, I'm concerned about the next couple hours if people continue doing what they're supposed to do, meaning the pencil thin trickle. We should be okay. But if they overuse that practice and run more than one faucet, and they run it more than a paper pencil thin, we're teetering close to 20 across the industrial canal. So not the entire New Orleans East is below 20, but that's my concern, is that that's the most vulnerable area now, because it's the first area that drops below 20 just because of the location. And, we're prepared. I don't want to alarm people. I just want the conservation of water to be continued. Don't overuse water. Don't run your washing machine, and don't take long showers. Don't do laundry for, another half a day. And then I really believe we should be okay.
Say that last part again, Ghassan, if you would, please, because we don't have, you can't go back and rewind. It's radio, and maybe they caught the end of it and didn't realize what they were listening to. Say it again, please, what you're advising people in New Orleans.
So what we're telling people, because, most people are running water just out of precaution to protect their pipes, we're asking them not to use high volumes of water, such as washing machines, laundry, longer showers, just for a couple more hours. Because that obviously adds to the demand, and we're just unable to keep the supply equal to the demand, and that's where the pressure drops. So we're just asking people to, if they can, hold off on overusing water, again, for maybe till noon. And then I really believe we should be in a better shape. And if not, we'll obviously notify folks to continue that practice.
Hey, give me a couple of minutes here for a break for traffic. We'll come back, pick it up. We come back because I want to talk to you about your concern with, I don't know if you're hearing thing anecdotally from customers or not about, because I'm getting text here from people with, you know, I turn on a faucet and nothing's running. So maybe we reach the right balance where people ran this pencil lead trickle of water, however you want to refer to it, and kept the pipes from freezing and maintained the balance of not lowering the water pressure enough. But my concern is that having lived here all my life, when things begin to thaw out, we're going to have a big problem with a lot of burst pipes. Hope I'm wrong. We'll talk more when we come back. 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 754, 755, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Surge and Water Board. Ghassan, you know, you talk about water main. Let me ask it this way. Is your bigger concern right now, as far as maintaining pressure for the system, water mains breaking or people having breaks with their houses and having a collective drain on the system where it lowers the pressure?
Well, I mean, the accurate answer is really both. I mean, they both will drain the system. I mean, one major water main break could suck up a lot of gallons of water and obviously compete with the rest of the, you know, the consumption. My concern is that folks, you know, not looking for the leak. I mean, if they have a lower pressure or no water, they have to investigate around their house, especially if they have a crawl space underneath their homes, looking for those leaks and attend to them as soon as possible. And as you stated before, some of those may not show till after the thaw is complete, and that's when you're going to see, you know, hopefully I'm wrong, but an uptick in those numbers. And, you know, we've alerted people and, you know, advised them to locate their main shutoff valve, which is typically located in the front of the house where the water is entering your property, to at least be aware of where that is and then operate it and make sure that you can shut the water off so you can limit obviously damage and control the situation until the plumber can show up and, you know, repair your pipe. So, I mean, we're bracing for, you know, an uptick again, and hopefully we're wrong, but if it happens, we'll just have to deal with it. And as I stated before, folks can help us by reducing consumption because, especially on the New Orleans East, where the pressure is, you know, close to 25 PSI. And as everybody knows, the threshold for boiler water advisory is if it drops below 20. So we don't have a lot of room to play with here. So that's where the concern comes from.
Yeah, I'm thinking here that if it's a water main, there's really not a lot you can do about that as far as water pressure until you fix it. When it comes to individuals and water breakages, if they don't know how to turn it off, it can be turned off between the street and the house, right, with that tool that is needed. Do you have a staff standing by to do that if people need that? Or take me through that, Ghassan, if people do start experiencing leaks in their home or leaks outside the home, et cetera, and they don't know how to turn it off, or is there any aid involved with that, with an eye toward not solving individual plumbing problems, but at least stopping the loss of processed water?
Yeah, there's a distinction between where the leak occurs. So if it happens past the valve, you know, the individual control valve that you have on your property, then it's on you to turn that valve and control the leak. Mm-hmm. If the leak happens between that valve and the meter or the water main, then we may have to be involved in helping shutting the water off. I mean, it's going to be very demanding, obviously, as you can right. imagine, but we can help turning water off at the meter to control that. So it depends on where that leak is. If it's between the property and the meter, then it's more challenging for folks. But it's not as likely as the leaks happening beyond that, because that's where the exposed pipes are, and that's
Ghassan, I'm not trying to get the surge and water board into the private plumbing business. I'm just looking at the overall drain on the system. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll do what we can to help, obviously, either, you know, advice, and if we're there and we can help, we will. It just, you know, the expectations of, you know, how fast we can respond, and, you know, we have limited number of crews. Obviously, we're staged, we're ready to go. We've been sending inspectors out, you know, as careful as we can to assess the damages and the scale of the water main breaks. And we're hoping to start dispatching crews, you know, mid-morning to noon today.
Thank you, Kassan. I appreciate your time and your efforts. I think y'all are on top of it, doing everything you can. You can always go to that Surge and Water Board dashboard, swbno.org. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing, about bursting pipes and what to do.